How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We have a story. This is, I guess some people would consider disturbing, Anna. But
Who sent this to you?
I believe in love. I don't know. Probably the most disturbed person on this show sent this to me. One Anna Hummel.
Yeah, it was me. Hi.
Yes. It's titled A Sick Man Who Had Sex with a Horse. And I think that's unfair.
It is.
When you find out the man's reasoning behind this.
You need context to the story is what you need.
I don't like it when...
We're just jumping to conclusions. Equestrianing to a conclusion.
They're swaying your judgment before you even get the story. I don't like it. All right? This is bad media. This is yellow journalism.
Yellow?
Yeah. Yellow journalism. Yeah.
Is that like an Asian thing?
No. That's a little...
It's an old term for, you know, putting out, you know, hyperbole, you know, things like that, you know.
I've never heard of that.
Google it. Yeah, it's from way back in the day. Yellow journalism, yes. It's also when you pee on your typewriter. Daniel Raymond Webb Jackson, 31 years old, was jailed for 10 months and fined 395 pounds because, they're
from
over...
From the UK.
Yeah, this is from the Irish Sun, and you know how they are. he was caught... when a trainer installed cameras in the stables and he got caught making sweet, sweet love to a horse. But he has a perfectly good excuse.
Wait, can we just backtrack for a second? So The owner of the stables put in cameras.
Yeah.
So what kind of things are giving you the feeling, you know, making your gut go, I think one of those guys is banging my horses.
I'm sure when he got a good look at Daniel Raymond Webb hyphen Jackson, he's like, man, that guy seems like a horse banger. I might want to put in some cameras. We need security anyway.
What kind of inkling are you getting, and why are you letting this guy continue to work for you?
The guy probably threw in little hints, you know, like, man, the horse in stable 3 is sexy. And the guy's like, I'm sorry? And he goes, I meant healthy. It's healthy and hot.
Right.
Such a sweet ass on that. And I'm just saying, you know, the guy's like, wait a second. And he goes, I'm just, you know, maybe he's gyrating his hips. When
he's like,
if I was
going to bang a horse, it would be that one.
Right.
On Tuesday.
Yes. I'm not saying I bang horses, but in the event that I would decide to bang a horse, old Bluebell there in stable 3.
Right.
She's pretty hot.
Pretty sexy.
Well, he claims that this horse kind of brought it upon itself. Horse was flirting with him.
Oh.
Yeah. He pled not guilty and tried to justify his perverted act to the court by claiming that the filly had smelt his crotch and winked at him.
Okay. There's a difference between a wink and a blink.
Mm.
And it's probably because of the damn flies.
I don't know, man. The trainer and his staff had just installed the CCTV cameras in the stables as a security measure due to suspicions over disturbances the previous month. After the stable owners suspected a break-in during the evening in question, the police discovered Webb Jackson hiding in the stable, and he was arrested following a brief brawl. So they had to kick his ass first.
Look, man, love is love.
You can't stop love.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can't.
You can't hurry love.
Love knows no gender or race or species. Yeah.
Some of those were correct. One of those was wrong.
I talk about this all the time, I feel. What if the animal initiates?
That's what this guy claims. He said that the horse smelled his crotch and was like, whoa, human ding-dong smells pleasurable.
Listen, maybe it was a treat for the horse, much like it was for the human.
Did they question the horse? Did the horse seem like a victim? Hashtag horse too. Nobody even said anything.
They need like a clever Han sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
With a one stamp for yes, I said yes, and two stamps for no.
Was it Redford that was a horse whisperer? Who can talk to this horse, whisper to the horse, and get some information, you know?
Yeah.
I need to know.
Yeah.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Have you banged a horse? And if you have, did the horse ask for it? That's the real question, everybody.
727-579. Ring, ring.
Anytime.
Oh, my God, the lines are blowing up.
Anytime a friend of mine has ever stumbled upon that kind of porn on the internet, not me, a friend of mine, anytime he's ever stumbled upon that kind of porn, it's never been guy, human on female horse. It's always been the opposite.
Guy, human on female horse. It's always been the opposite.
Yeah, my buddy.
Oh, yeah, my like buddy, a donkey show.
Yeah, yeah, but with horses. Yeah, my buddy's, he's ran across that a couple times. It's like, what?
Yeah, in that case, I feel like, I don't know.
It's got to be a treat for the horse, right?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like if the horse is actively engaging, clearly, it's and is into it, clearly.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, you know, what a woman wants to do with an interested donkey in her private time is none of my business, quite frankly.
Yeah. I just, I don't know if these animals are victims. They're large animals. They could probably, you know.
Walk away.
Yeah. Just,
you know.
They're stronger.
Kick them off or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know if anybody, is there really a victim here?
You think this is a victimless crime?
Maybe.
You know, I think the question that we're not asking is, did they both finish? Because if the horse finished.
What are we doing right now?
Then, then I don't know, I don't even know if you can call it cruelty, really.
Why are you trying to get
it? It would have been cruelty.
What is going on?
If,
you know, he did his thing and then just, you know, was just.
Right?
Absolutely.
Blue-balled.
Yeah, right. What's the word? I don't want to say disrespectful, but, you know, not considerate of the horse and her needs, you know?
It's very true.
True. You want to make sure you find a giant, giant man in the boat in that situation. I think we need more information.
Oh.
We need more information. We need to figure out if this horse really did initiate, if this horse wanted this. Or if the horse was a victim in this. What would you think, Anna? You think the horse really did wink at him?
I don't think he winked. Or she winked.
I mean, there might have been a wink.
It was a blink, you know? Not a wink. But you know what? I don't think she would have. She didn't walk away.
Right.
You know? She didn't. She has nice, sexy, strong legs. She could have easily kicked this human. Yeah, off of her. She was digging it, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Most attention she'd got all year long.
I'm thinking consensual.
Until I get proof otherwise, I'm going to have to go with consensual also.
Yep. I mean, in this day and age, we're not supposed to judge love anymore, man. You know?
I think interspecies, you can judge a little bit. Yeah, I guess. But this is a big animal. It's not like a platypus. He could hurt that thing. Right?
Sure.
Yeah, and also the size of the human member is not even close to the size of a horse.
It doesn't even hurt another human.
I mean, did she even know he was there?
Not
trying to be insulting here, but that is a gaping hole.
Oh, boy. I think the real crime here is that this horse wasn't pleasured probably by this tiny man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. This man wasted the horse's time.
This man was selfish. No foreplay at all.
I say, leave this man alone. His embarrassment is crime enough, or penalty enough. I don't look at horses way different now.
Kids are going to be ugly, bro. You know? Just saying, you know? I mean, it's probably not possible, but.
It's not going to be like a centaur, Ryan.
That'd be awesome, though.
They don't exist.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
That defines a species. They can't have babies.
I'd be down for that.
They're reproductively isolated.
Yeah?
Mm.
It says you.
I don't know if Ryan even knows this.
It's 2018.
Like, if you bang a chimpanzee, you ain't going to have no baby.
Look, the technology's out there. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think it is, Ryan.
No.
I think it could be.
There are some hybrid species. I don't even think you can call them a species. Like a mule is a horse and a donkey,
yeah.
But they are sterile. So I don't think they're actually considered a species because they cannot mate with one another.
Other canines can cross-pollinate with other canines, right?
Well, I think it's one species.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the cutest dog in the history of the world, I cannot afford.
What is it?
And I want it. And if you don't know what it looks like, you Google it.
I think I know. Can I guess?
What is it?
It's so cute. One of the funniest moments I ever had with Galvin, we were at like a bone Christmas party when I first started working here. And I said, man, I saw the cutest dog today. And Galvin goes, I already know which one you're talking about. He goes, on the count of three, we both say it. And we went, one, two, three, Pomsky. No.
Oh.
Did you become best friends after that?
No. Me and Galvin, yeah. Pomsky.
Oh, I said Puggle.
No. Look up a Pomsky.
I got it right here. Oh my God.
Oh, my God. Right?
There you go.
It's a Husky and a Pomeranian. And these these things go for like $5,000. I want one so bad.
So they're just little Huskies.
Yeah, but they're extra fluffy. Oh, my God. They're so damn adorable. If anybody out there would like to sponsor my Pomsky, I would take such good care of this dog and put it all over Instagram. It'd be so nice. If you're a Pomsky breeder, get a hold of me. Give me some sort of immediate discount. I need a Pomsky in my life.
Pomskies are cute, but I still feel like Corgis are number one.
Corgis are adorable, yeah, but if I, like, the joy that my French Bulldog and my little rescue dog.
Kind of an ugly dog.
My French Bulldog?
A little bit.
You can get the hell out of here right now. I almost said the F word. You never talk about Bogey that way.
Listen, French Bulldogs oftentimes, especially when they have like a strong like underbite.
He is handsome.
It's cute in an ugly way.
Oh, no.
Much like an English Bulldog.
He is
suave. Ugly, but in a cute way.
Debonair. When I put his little Argyle sweater on him, he is sharp. And he
hates
handsome.
It. He hates it.
No, he actually loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to your face, he loves it.
No. It makes him feel secure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, dogs like sweaters because dogs that have anxiety, it's like comforts them. It's like they're being hugged. Yeah.
Yeah. No, your dog is, I don't know.
He's adorable. He's the man.
He's like a, I don't know how to describe it. He's adorable, but he's in an ugly way.
He's not ugly! He listens to the show, Anna. Bogey? Hey, buddy.
He can't hear over his own breathing.
Buddy.
He has wake apnea.
That's a health issue that we're working on with him. Buddy, don't you listen to stupid Anna. She don't know nothing. You want to go outside? You want to go outside me poo-poo? You want to go outside me poo-poo? Yeah.
I'm checking your Instagram now. I'm pretty sure you posted a picture today.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I took a picture. It was like right after he pooped, actually. So he's pretty relaxed.
He's got that post-poop face.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I almost took a picture of him pooping, but he pooped in a neighbor's yard, so I had to run over and get the poop out of my neighbor's yard because I didn't want to take a picture of him pooping and a neighbor's be like, look at this a-hole. He's out there taking pictures of the dog pooping in my yard, not even doing anything about it. Why are you grimacing while you're looking at a picture of my puppy?
I just don't think it's an attractive dog. It's cute because it's small. And it's very small. Friendly. Oh yeah, I've met the dog several times. It's cute, but in an ugly way. You know, like when you, like ugly kids, you know, they're so cute, but you're like, that is an ugly kid.
I don't like this. You know what? Brittany would have never said
no, she
that he
have.
Was ugly.
Tiffany may not have either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep.
This is shaking. I don't like this at all.
Isaiah would think he's cute.
Well, Isaiah's reference point starts pretty low. Let's take a break.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.